And it's just wonderful to be here tonight. And I'm especially just so pleased to be up here to be able to share with you. Earlier today, when we had the 4 o'clock service, the kids were all up front, and Reverend Mariana asked them about, well, what did Jesus bring? And one of the little kids just nailed it. He said, joy, peace, and love, and hope. And that's what Jesus brought to us, and that's what's up on the Advent calendar. And Advent for us was really a time of waiting, a time to be patient. And I think an important part of having faith is patience. And just looking out at all of you tonight and thinking of myself, my family, everybody else, though this means so much to us on Christmas evening in so many different ways, in different traditions. To me, it seems like things sort of slow down, and that seems a little bit ironic because we're so busy at this time of year with the gifts and everything else. But in the evening times and everything else, everything seems to slow down. And I think about the evenings when I would sit and light a fire in our fireplace, and I can see the reflection of the flames on the hardwood floor and smell the scent of the candles on the mantle, and just think of what a wonderful time it was and how quiet and peaceful it is. And then the presents would begin to emerge slowly from underneath the tree as we wrapped them and put them down there. And I remember when I was a child, I looked so forward to Christmas evening, the wonderment of everything that was about to come. I had three brothers, and the three brothers and myself, we all had our own little space. So when we opened our gifts, we could put them there, and they were ours. Just stay away from them. I had a twin brother, so I had to have my space real far from him just to make sure we didn't mix the gifts up. And when we got the gifts, I don't know if you did this when you were younger, but you had to shake them a little bit. You shook them around, and you had to shake them over your head and see how heavy it was. And if it made a lot of noise, like a record set or building blocks, you knew it was a game. But if it didn't make any noise, then it was probably closed. And so that one might get open a little bit later. You just try to figure it out, and then you would just spend the night contemplating which one would you open first. I honestly really don't know how my mother and father handled four boys. We were all 2 years apart. And I always think about my mother having two newborns and then a two-year-old and a four-year-old. So you had very difficult twins and everything else. But somehow they'd get us to go to bed, and we'd all be giddy and excited, but we'd fall asleep. And we'd leave the milk and the cookies out, knowing that if we put four cookies out, there'd be half a cookie left. If we put 12 out, there'd still only be half left. Somehow they always left a half a cookie and a third of a glass of milk. Now, how special is this evening? Just to think of it, we all hear about the Archangel Gabriel, but I think we forget a little bit about the significance of Gabriel, the Archangel, and the visits to two different people, both in the same family. God directed the Archangel Gabriel to deliver two messages to two couples, Zacharias and Elizabeth, and Mary and Joseph. Now, Elizabeth and Mary were cousins. To Zacharias, Gabriel said, "Do not be afraid, Zacharias, for your prayer is heard. Your wife, Elizabeth, will bear you a son, and you shall name him John. He will make ready a people prepared for the Lord." Zacharias, he was visited while he was in the temple filling the lamps. And then when he left the temple, he couldn't speak. He couldn't talk anymore, and he went home. And when his wife did give birth, they brought him a tablet and said, "Name this child." And through his faith, because he had such great faith, instead of using the family name and the name he normally would have used, he named the child John. And that son would become better known to all of us as John the Baptist. To Mary, Gabriel relayed the message directly from God. It was, "Rejoice, highly favored one, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and you shall name him Jesus." Now here we have tonight, knowing that through God's grace, two wonderful women gave birth to two sons, two great men, John the Baptizer and Jesus our Messiah. But what do you think it was like for Mary and Joseph when they were making that long trek from Bethlehem? Mary expecting her first child at any time. A trip from Nazareth in Galilee to Bethlehem in Judea probably would have been about 80 miles and take them 3 or 4 days. Not an easy trip under any circumstances. But with their faith and what they needed to do, they were headed back there. And I'm sure Joseph was very burdened trying to figure out, what am I going to do? I've got this wife that's pregnant under some very unusual circumstances. An angel told me about this. And I don't know where I'm going to stay when I get there. I've got a long trip ahead of me. And what must have just been like for those people going back? And then once they arrived, they did find there was no space at the guest room. Now, many Judean houses at that time did have a guest room, but it was already occupied, most likely by Joseph's brother. So Mary and Joseph slept with the animals in another room. Now, that room may have been a cave in the back of the home that was kept a little bit warmer for the animals. And the animal trough was used for a cradle for baby Jesus. Christmas Eve, what a special time for each and every one of us. A time to remember the past and our families, and especially give thanks for the birth of Jesus. God gave us that night such a wonderful, wonderful gift, the birth of his Son. The Lord Jesus, who would do the will of his Father, who would be a wonderful leader and a wonderful teacher, a child born of an unwed mother, raised in a poor family, yet he cared so much for the disenfranchised. He challenged the leaders and the elite, and eventually he would die for each of us. God gave us a gift that night that truly is the gift that keeps on and always will be giving. After so many years, we can all reflect back on our own childhood, sitting in a church like we are this evening. It could have been a different tradition. It could have been more adorned or less adorned, a little bit different. I can personally say that I remember when I was writing my spiritual autobiography during the ordination process, I reflected that it was on a Christmas evening, sitting in a church, looking at the candles that came down the aisle, that I saw an aura or a glow or something. I had that presence, that feeling of God in that place at that time. That was the first time I had such a strong, strong feeling and presence of God around me. I can't remember if it snowed or what had happened, what time the sermon ended. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Gotta go. Hold that. Thank you. Says St. Michael's. Well, so Merry Christmas to all at St. Michael's. I am so pleased that you are all here to remember the birth of my Son, your Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. So here is my gift to all of you in this place tonight. I give you these gifts to use as you will. I give you free will to use these gifts as you are able, and you can recycle these gifts. I'll do the shake test a little bit. Don't really hear anything. Don't hear anything. It's a little bit heavier, but I don't hear anything. God is sending you some wonderful gifts this evening. So I'm opening it and taking a look at it. I'm really surprised what I'm seeing in here. Well, here. See, I can see some wonderful gifts in here. What it really takes for us to see the gifts that God gives us is faith, a very strong faith to understand and to see how God reaches out to us and gives us gifts to use. We have to muster up what faith we can in order to really, truly see these gifts. There are gifts in here for every one of you. They all come with different names on here, and I can read off the names because I can see them. But I'm not going to do that because it'll take an awful long time. What I'd rather do, if you don't mind, I'm going to read off just what some of these gifts are that are in this box. And then each of you, with a discerning heart, and we'll close our eyes a little bit later and think about it, can come up after church and pick up your gift that you know was especially in this box for you this evening from God. It might have been the gift of a listening heart, the ability to just listen. You know, this is getting sort of heavy. Sorry, I wanted to get rid of that. It could be a gift of a listening heart, the ability to just listen to somebody that needs to talk, that needs to have a listening person. I remember when I took Stephen Ministry, it said that we're there to care, not to cure. Just often good listening can be such a special gift, and to have presence of silence in a room. Some of you, I think, in here have a gift of healing. Healing in many different ways. There's medical healing, there's healing through therapy, but there's also the healing to be the support for somebody in their spiritual life that might need support and guidance and growth and help in their spiritual life. There's the gift of hands, being able to do a repair, to build something, to fix something, to go into somebody's home, to fix an electrical problem or a plumbing problem or a structural problem, just something that God gave you that gift to do, so you could go into that home for a senior citizen or somebody of little means and help them out. The gift of service. To serve others, to find more satisfaction in serving than to be served. Even Jesus himself said, I come to serve, not to be served. Can you serve someone in some kind of need? We all need to discern our faith, the gift of faith, a faith so strong you want to share it with others, a faith so strong that when you walk around, people can see it and see it come out of you and see it come alive. The faith to be able to see the face of Jesus in all that you see and all those you see out in the street, to be able to let others know that they are loved by God, that special gift of faith. Or the gift of teaching, to be able to be a tutor to somebody who needs help. The gift of music, to play as these beautiful people are playing, or to sing as these people can sing. The gift to come work in the church, to do different things. God gives us all so many different gifts. And I'm going to show you that box of gifts one more time, but close your eyes just for a minute and think what your gift might be. Okay, now see, he filled it. So here's all your gifts. So I invite each and every one of you this evening as you leave to take one of these home with you, to just put it under your Christmas tree, hang it on your Christmas tree, put it in that sacred space that you have, put it wherever you'd like to have it, but always have it, and remember that this is a gift from God that you are to use. If you open it up, you might not see anything inside of it, but if you open your heart and use some faith, you will know what gift is inside this box, which is a gift to you from God this wonderful evening. And may all God's people say, Amen.